tell us more about that net zero Teesside Power project. But just before Graham takes his position on stage, you'll have seen Chris reference the figures that you saw on the map there, and you'll have seen figures in terms of CO2 emissions for different clusters in the UK earlier on UKRI slides, etc. If you see different figures, it's not because we don't know what we're doing and we're all confused. Somebody mentioned to me in the coffee break there about the need for clarity. This is because it all depends. It depends what you're measuring, and it depends what framework you're putting around those CO2 emissions. Are you talking about industrial CO2 emissions only? Are you talking about industrial CO2 emissions that include the energy for industry processes? Are you including power CO2? And so that's sometimes why you'll see different figures floating around for the different clusters here in the UK. It also, of course, depends at the particular time period at which the analysis and the work was undertaken to determine what those CO2 figures are, because, of course, CO2, a bit like the economy, more or less the same as the economy, kind of goes up and down and mirrors some of the economic movements that are going on at the time. And that's why sometimes you'll see different CO2 figures. Graham, I'd like to invite you to the stage to tell us a little bit more now about net zero power in Teesside. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm not going to say I was a late entry. My colleague, who should have been here, is off on a well-earned break. So let me introduce myself. My name's Graham Mallows. I'm one of BP's senior project engineers. I've been with BP well over 20 years now, worked in a variety of roles, and I'm a proud son of the north of England, so all of this sets the hairs on the back of my neck really, really standing up in a positive manner. So really, really pleased to be here today. I think it's a fantastic opportunity to showcase East Coast Cluster, Net Zero Teesside Power, and be involved with the start of a brand new industry. I'm going to break the presentation broadly down into four topics. There's the broad picture, East Coast Cluster. Then we're going to have a little bit of a dive into Teesside. Chris has stolen a little bit of my thunder, so thanks for that, Chris, wherever you are. We're then going to go look at the NZT power aspect, the Teesside projects, and then going to raise it out a little bit and talk about some of the announcements that we've recently made, some of the very exciting announcements. Okay, I think I've got to press this on, haven't I? There we go, look at that. All right, so this is the broader picture. You've seen this, Chris had this up. I think this is a really spectacular image of what the future could hold. It's linking through the Northern Endurance Project under the banner of the East Coast Cluster, the northern powerhouses of Teesside and Humberside. You saw the blob map that Chris put up. You put those two together, the industries in those areas are around about 50% of the UK's CO2 emissions, and that's just on the current estimates. And the whole point of this is about sustaining, allowing businesses to grow, and through that we can help regenerate these areas, and it's much needed regeneration. So the East Coast Cluster was selected by the government as part of its cluster sequencing process. So we were selected in the fancy name of Track 1, Phase 1. That was back in October 2021. And we're going to become the one of the first two UK CCUS projects. It's a really exciting time for BP and our partners across the two streams of NEP and NZT. The last big milestone that we had was in March 2023 when the government announced the next selection. So we went down to Teesside, we went down to three projects, and they're the ones that are labelled in this fancy blue colour. So we've got Teesside Hydrogen CO2 Capture, it's a really fancy name, that's associated with the BOC complex on North Tees. We've got H2 Teesside, which is co-located with the Net Zero Teesside Power. Okay. So three projects were selected. What we're looking to do is bring together the plans, the processes, the people, the contracts, and I'll come to talk about later on, and start getting after this after we've got our FID decision later this year, and we're looking to start operation from 2027. This is all out in the public domain. These are real firm targets. The East Coast Cluster, which is the broad picture that sets across Teesside and Humberside is looking to sustain and securely transport high-pressure CO2 off under the North Sea, about 130 kilometres off, subsea pipework, down through some manifolds, down into a secure reservoir where it'll stay until we work out what we're going to do with it, or it stays there forevermore. At its peak, the East Coast Cluster by 2035 is going to be disposing of 23 million tonnes of CO2 per year. I say again, that's about half of the UK's industrial emissions as it currently stands. But it's not just about the decarbonisation, as I mentioned earlier on. It's protecting and sustaining jobs and attracting new industry. Chris mentioned this about regeneration. And that's across the region. For the region, East Coast Cluster, some of the numbers are around about 25,000 jobs, either direct and indirect, once you start to go out into the supply chain. And then on Teesside, it's 3,000 jobs with other indirect jobs supporting it. And that's during the build phase. It's an extensive build phase. And then the sustaining jobs, once we're into operation, are around about 1,000. So these are very credible sized jobs, industries that we're kicking off. And what we're really looking to do is to make the East Coast Cluster the place to come if you want to be involved in innovative business that's climate friendly, and it'll become the hub and be recognised as a basis for green thinking, forward thinking businesses to come and want to be. That's the aim here. That's the aim. So NEP, the Northern Endurance Partnership, that's essentially the backbone that sustains and supports Net Zero Teesside Power. And it acts as the transmission pipeline and storage company. With three partners involved in there, we've got BP, Equinor, and we've got Total Energy. Three large companies that are very, very dedicated as one partnership to getting this across the line. Okay, we're going to zoom in a little bit more. So a bit on Teesside. I mentioned the three projects earlier on. I won't go through the names again. You can read those yourself. But these offer a vital, much needed and significant contribution to the UK's decarbonisation programme. They're focused on enabling low carbon technologies, supporting the jobs, as I mentioned earlier on, and then really kickstarting the UK hydrogen economy. That's a really exciting part that CCS is going to allow to kick on. I think that's really an interesting part for this. DESNZ have been through an awful lot of discussion with us and our partners. They've assessed the projects across many factors. We've got affordability, value for money, strategic contribution. So are we looking at one sector only, or are we being able to decarbonise across a number? And then, of course, there's energy security. The projects are now in negotiations for support, and I'll come to talk about that a little bit later on. There are relevant business models, but we're all looking towards a positive financial investment decision later this year. I think we're looking towards late 24, but we would like it to be as soon as we possibly can. The sooner we can start, the sooner we can finish, and the sooner we can start creating jobs. Commercial operation, as I mentioned earlier on, we're on target for from 2027. And that's a healthy target. All right, I'm going to play a video now. Is the sound working? Let's give it a go. Thank you. If only projects were that easier. That's what it's going to look like in the end. But there's an awful lot of work to do between now and when we end up in that position. So I've been based on Teesside, give or take now, since early 2021. Been working with all the key landowners and stakeholders, Teesworks, STDC, TVCA as well. And it's been an enjoyable journey, but it's a complicated project to deliver, but it's a very, very worthwhile endeavour. So NZT Power, Net Zero Teesside Power, this is a joint venture between Equinor and BP. It's about secure, dispatchable and abated power. The UK government, we've been working with them for some time on this, and energy security in an abated manner is top of the agenda. So we've been working with them and working with various suppliers. We've just come through, I'm sure some of you will be aware, just over a two-year competitive feed to make sure that our plans are predictable, both from a schedule and a cost predictability perspective, so that when we know that we start, we've got the strongest possible chance of finishing on time and on budget. And we really want to make NZT Power a part of reality, because as soon as you've finished something and you've demonstrated it works, then nobody wants to be the first, goes away. And we're really, really inspired by leading that charge. And we really believe on Teesside as the catalyst, and then broadening that out to the East Coast cluster down the Humberside has to be the future. So the other part of my job is I'm leading the BP project team that's also looking at early stage planning on the Humber pipeline as well. So working with Equinor and Total and that for the North East Partnership, NEP. Regeneration is important. I mentioned that earlier on. Really want to get the north of England, Teesside, Humberside, back to being the green beating heart of the UK industry, and supporting the energy transition and demonstrating that it can actually be done. And we really do believe that there's an ability for it to be the catalyst and inspire other clusters. Just got some finishing notes. You'll be pleased that this is the last slide. Some of you may be involved in some of these announcements because you're on the receiving end of them. Some of you are probably aware, but we recently announced nine contracts across eight sectors, totaling around about £4 billion. This is a massive, massive investment, We've, as I mentioned earlier on, done significant work in the FEED stage, the front-end engineering and the execution design phase. That's led to the competitive package that we've put to government. We think that's a really deliverable package of work. More importantly, and I think this is where the local aspect, the regional and the UK aspect comes in, NOF, don't ask me what NOF stands for, I'm not sure anybody knows, but they're hosting an event on the 22nd of July, I think that's in Teesside, and that's where we're hoping to see the reality of some of the people that have been saying, we want to be involved in the East Coast Cluster, we're really interested in getting on board some of those suppliers. We're looking forward to meeting those folks in person and turning the words into reality. That's all I had to say. Thank you very much for your time, and I really appreciate it. Thanks for the invite.